I feel inspired by what God's stirring my heart. And I feel the inspiration that He's given me can also inspire us all to the message that God wants us to have today together. I'd like to name and title my message that we are the priesthood of believers. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 and 10 says, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Incredible promise from God. But also inspirational, because identity is shown to who we are actually in Christ. As we surrendered our lives to Jesus, He forgave us all of our sins and put a new spirit in our hearts and gave us a purpose in life. Part of that purpose is to serve Him and to be priests and to have closure in His greatness and goodness, to bring life to the place where we are together. Although we may not really even feel or believe that we are part of the priesthood of believers. I don't always wake up feeling I'm a priest of believers, but this is the Word of God, the Bible tells us. And so my identity must be birthed in what God tells me I am, not what people think. Not only did God save us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, but He removed the scales from our eyes that we could have revelation of His incredible love for us, dying a painful death on a cruel cross, opening a way for us to have a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father that was closed because of our sin. God restored us from a meaningless life to serve Him as a priesthood of believers. Isn't that incredible? God redeemed our lives from dark eternity without hope and without God in the world into a purpose chosen by God Himself. We are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus. We find we have a new life. We have a changed heart. Things are different. Not like the old we used to be, like with no hope and no future and no perspective in life. But now we have a clear mandate from God through the precious Word of God. We have a wonderful inheritance with God. In our second point, Ephesians 2 verse 10, God says, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Think about that. In advance, God prepared us works to do. Ephesians 2 verse 10 encourages us today. Also, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says we are now also ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors of a city is someone chosen to be an ambassador, to be a representative of that nation. We are the representatives of Jesus Christ, chosen by Him to be ambassadors for Christ. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. Be reconciled to God. God's appeal through you and I. We have all been given assignments, good works to do. We are all called to be active and not passive. We're not called to sit back in our chairs in church, in the times of worship together, just to be passive. We're called to be part of act active in the body of Christ together, each one doing his part. Romans 12 verse 1 says, Paul is writing and saying, I implore you by the mercies of God, offer your bodies as spiritual blessing to God. Offer your bodies as sacrifices to God. Before, we used to offer our bodies as instruments of sin. Now we need to offer our bodies as instruments of righteousness for God's purposes. The wonderful, this brings the right response we have into the lives of worship, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice, emptying ourselves out of the expectations and the ambitions and desires that we have, and asking God to fill us with his purpose and will, that we can be filled with his purpose and plan for what he wants us to do. So our plans and preferences take now a backstage. We let them go so that God's plans and purposes may come through. May come through. When we're stuck in our own mission, we don't know what Jesus' mission is. We get stuck in our ways and we want our thoughts. God's purpose already planned for us. God's plan and purpose for you and I. Great blessings to serve him in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 talks about the priestly duty. Let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, bringing blessing, bringing honor to our Jesus, a sacrifice of praise. We can do all this. Why? Because it's God who works in us to will and act according to his good purpose. So Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 and verse 12. We look at this. The word of God teaches us, work out our salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who works in us to will and act according to his good purpose. He's working it out through us. In a nutshell, actually, Romans 15 verse 16 describes our function so beautifully. The gospel is the center of our ministry. Paul wrote, God gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming the word of God, the gospel, the good news of what we have. Just in closing, Ephesians 4 verse 11 is wonderful to look at. Ephesians 4 verse 11 teaches us that not only are we called by God, not only has he chosen a destiny for us, not only will he work in us to release and to do the purpose of God, working through us to fulfill that, but God then goes on to say, there is a team of men and women called by God, who God has chosen for you and I to teach us and to prepare us to do works of service. If we look at Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 11, we see there that God chose apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors to equip the body of Christ for works of service. To do works of service. So we have this wonderful body of Christ, this translocal team that come into our local churches, do conferences, come and equip the body of Christ, bring foundations into the body of Christ, building up the body, but for you and I, teaching us to do the plan of God. You see, we always think, and if we've got the clergy thinking still, what we'll think is, well, That's for the evangelists. Actually, that's for the apostles or the prophets or the pastors, the teachers, the apostles. Can't be for me. But no, no, no. They are the ones equipped, called, have a mantle on their lives to teach us to do the works of service. We're all a body. There's no longer just a priesthood that all go to the presence of God and tell people what God is saying. There is now you and I as a body of believers called to be a priesthood who have the calling to go and be. And we've got the absolute blessing of these translocal gifts in the body of Christ to help us, to prepare us, to focus and to encourage us, sing the call of God, to release us into what God has for us. By doing that, we're becoming mature and the body of Christ is being built up. So we are going to recap on this again and say this today. First of all, we are all called to be priesthood, holy priesthood of God. God has placed us and called us to be. Secondly, today, God has redeemed our life from a meaningless darkness into his wonderful light to be salt and light in the earth, in our communities, in our workplaces, in our areas, in the nations. We must never limit the nations. God also reminded us in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that he prepared works in advance for us to do. We don't have to go around looking for works. I wonder if I should do that. I wonder if I should. Actually, let me choose. God has already prepared those. Prepared us. And he's still preparing us to fulfill our purpose and plan in the body of Christ. And to have this, God is saying from Romans 12 verse 1, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, our spiritual act of worship. That's what we're called to do. Hebrews 13 verse 15 says, we continually offer to God the sacrifice of praise, continually worshiping God. It's part of the priesthood. We're continually worshiping our God and praising him, bringing him glory. And then we've got here as well, that in Romans chapter 15 verse 16, that we see here that the gospel is the center of our ministry. God has called us for a priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel in our buildings, in our workplaces, wherever we're going. There is a call for a priestly duty from you and I. We can't afford to be passive, sitting back and just not doing anything, because there's such a wonderful blessing that Jesus died for you and I to fulfill us, to equip us, to get us ready. And we find we're not alone like this, because God is in Philippians 2 verse 12 and 13, God is working through us through will and act. So I'm not alone and you're not alone. We have the Holy Spirit with us working through us to fulfill these wonderful purposes. And then we have Ephesians 4, ministry, verse 11, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, and also teachers. We have this amazing group of men and women who will be there for us, encouraging us always in the path that he wants to take us, training us to do the work of the ministry, fulfilling our purpose together, and uplifting us to fulfill that work. So we're not alone. We have everything we need. God has called us. God is building us into a spiritual house, building us, working in us, helping us, changing us, pruning us, getting us ready for purposes like this. All called beforehand to do. We see that. And this wonderful group of the translocal team coming in. Such a lot to learn from these folks, these ladies and men, who will come in to mature the body of Christ and to present us and to encourage us, to strengthen us for works of service. So in all of we saying today, in a summary, we're not just called to be people who will come to church and sit back and be passive. We have a mandate, a calling. We have purpose and plan. And God is going to work in us and prepare us and encourage us through many so that the body of Christ can be built up. We can take this blessing with our hearts and say, Lord, I want to do that. I want to be part of that. I don't just want to be someone who comes to church every week for the sake of coming to church. I want to be active in this wonderful plan that you have for my life. And absolutely, at the end of the day, lives will be touched through you and I. When you and I thought before, well, can God use us? God can use us. God has already planned. God is faithful. And God will bring the purpose thoroughly for our lives. So I'd like to encourage you today. For those of you, perhaps at one time you felt part of the body. Perhaps you've moved away from God. And you just didn't feel quite equipped or ready or even purposeful. Perhaps one time you had the passion of God. You had the desire, the mandate. Things might have happened. And you might have found yourself just discouraged. Just discouraged because you just don't know how to really get back into the purpose of God. Well, that is a great, great prayer to pray. So come before God and say, Lord. And I'd like to pray for us today and say, Lord, knit our hearts together as a family, as a priesthood, as a people of God, that we together, each doing our own part, can build up together the church to bring glory, most of all, to Jesus Christ. To bring glory to God our Father and to be actively involved in each other's lives in preparation, in your plan, and in your purpose. Father, I pray that you'd help us do that because, Lord, each one of us have this great desire somewhere in our hearts for those, Father, this morning. I pray that you'll, Father, bring us back to absolute surrender to you, saying, God, here we are. Do with us, Lord God. Work in us. And Father, glorify your name through each one in Jesus' name. Amen.